So, like, Bob Dylan broke his neck at the end of July 1966. He'd been awake for 3 days. So he was still doing speed, even after that amphetamine-frenzied world tour. And he recuperated. It wasn't a serious... I mean, a broken neck is a bad thing. But it wasn't like he was hospitalized for months. He wore a neck brace for a while. And stopped. He stopped hard, I guess. But he needed it. And he slowly recuperated through the rest of 1966. He continued to work on his motion picture, Eat the Document, which was owed to ABC TV for a TV special. And he and Robbie Robertson and Howard Auk worked on that for a few months. And he signed a contract with Columbia in March of 67 to make more music with them. And the band moved to a house nearby in around March of 67. And Dylan and band, the same band that he'd toured with, began to hang out together. And they started making music. And the music that came out of those days is known today as the basement tapes. I've been fascinated by these things for years, and recently I've collected together a lot of them in an attempt to get as complete as possible a look into this period of music, which I personally think is probably the best music, the greatest set of songs in Bob Dylan's career. And to sort of prove that, I've gathered together from the best lists that we have, the most comprehensive documentation that we have, a particular reel of songs. We don't know the dates on any of these things, but based on ambience, based on a general feel, and the way that the tapes that we do have are ordered, we can come up with a good, reasonable idea of the direction that the music took, as Dylan sort of found his way back into writing songs again. This particular reel is probably the ultimate reel of songs. They're not famous songs. There are a couple of famous songs here, but they're wild and they're different. And so tonight on the Chill Room, it's Dylanology, and I'm your host, Bennett. And the first song up, again, we don't know exactly when this was, but it was probably May or June of 1967. Dylan had just turned 26 years old. And he's there with Robbie Robertson and Richard Manuel and Garth Hudson and Rick Danko. And they're making music together. And Dylan was showing these guys songs. He would bring in songs to them. Or they would improvise songs. And he would take cover songs and folk songs and work them all through. And this, it starts off with this particular reel. It starts off with an original. And it's so different. It's so peculiar. You hear Dylan calling out the chords as they're going through the song. And it's apocalyptic. The final verse has something to do with a heart will rise and every man shall burn. But the chorus is, I'm a fool for you. So it's Dylanology tonight on the Chill Room. Welcome. Thank you.
So I'm playing in this in the funny key. This key. Yeah.
See, even the song itself, it's already playing when it starts. Garth Hudson was the engineer. These are home tapes, but they're done on good equipment with really good microphones and a good tube mixer and an engineer who knew what he was doing. But the song starts and Garth just hits the button. The next song up is called Next Time on the Highway, and it shows the interplay between these guys. Dylan is saying to Richard Manuel that he's playing the piano shit-faced, and he tells him that he's pissing on the piano. And it's casual, and it continues. Next Time on the Highway.
I'm on the highway. Next time.
It just stops. It just, the tape just stops. The next track up is a version of John Lee Hooker's Tupelo, and it's but Dylan changes it and makes it his own. He talks about a long time ago when he was 22, and he describes a flood just like the famous flood that happened last year, except he turns it into a spelling bee.
Children crying and screaming. All cry, I've heard about the flood. Ain't nobody gonna tell you about it. Yes, it's a little country town. Down in Mississippi. That's him. Expected the flood. Nobody knew what happened. I was just a little boy at the time, 22 years old. I just walking around when the flood started, minding my own business, tending my cows. Didn't have no sheep down in Mississippi. That's M-M-M-I. Long time ago, I remember it well. I was there. I was there, but I didn't want to be there. Tupelo, Tupelo, Mississippi. That's
stops. It just ends. And the next thing up, and we don't know if it's the same day or another day, Garth Hudson once said that sometimes they do 15 songs and sometimes they do one. And we don't even know how many songs there are. Robbie Robertson estimated they did about 150 songs, of which even the most comprehensive list is only around 128 or so. So we don't know. But this next one had to have been really popular in Allen Ginsberg's office. It starts off as a see you later, alligator, but it very quickly changes.
Crockett Gator, see you later, Crockett Gator. Have a wild, smoking wild, see you later, Ginsberg. See you later, alligator,
see you later, Crockett Gator.
After a while, crocodile,
in a while, Allen Ginsberg.
See you wild, Crockett Gator,
see you later, Crockett Gator.
After a while, crocodile. Allen Ginsberg, later, Gator.
See you later, Allen Ginsberg.
Later, Allen Ginsberg.
See you a while, Alacrile.
Allen Ginsberg, later.
Little later on the Nile.
Allen Ginsberg, after a while.
See you later, if you're mild.
Allen Ginsberg.
See you later, Crockett Gator.
Allen Ginsberg, after a while.
See you later, Crockett Gator.
Let's see, Ray. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. See you later, alligator. After a while, crocodile. Crocodile. Allen Ginsberg. After a while. Allen Ginsberg, after a while. Allen Ginsberg,
two takes of See You Later, Allen Ginsberg. And at the end of the first one, he says, "We got to erase," but he gets cut off there. Like, he wants that. Well, we can't do that. That if Allen hears that, he won't like it. But then they obviously changed his mind. And it's a second take, too. And but then next popping up on this very tape, suddenly there's one of the famous Basement songs.
Well, you can tell everybody down in old Frisco, tell them Tiny Montgomery says hello. Now every boy and girl's gonna get that thing, 'cause Tiny Montgomery's gonna shake that thing. Tell them everybody down in old Frisco that Tiny Montgomery's coming down to say hello. Skinny Moo and T-Bone Frank, they're all gonna take on down by the Bounding Bank. One bird book and a buzzard and a crow, tell them all a Tiny's gonna say hello. Scratch your dad, do that bird, suck that pig and bring it on home. Pink that dream and nose that doe, tell them all a Tiny says hello. Now he's a king of the drunk and he squeezes too. Watch out, Lester, take it, Lou. Join the monk, the CIO, tell them all that Tiny Montgomery says hello. Now grease that gig and play it blank. Tell him gone out and gas that dog. Trick on in, flower that small. Take it on down, begin to grow. Now play that lobe and pick it up. Take it on in a bowel cup. Three-legged man in a hot lip hole. Tell them all Montgomery says hello. Well, you can tell everybody down in old Frisco, tell them all that Montgomery says hello.
Very noisy tape. Tiny Montgomery, yes. The weird characters, T-Bone Frank and Skinny Moo and Tiny Montgomery and all those strange lyrics, and it begins, those songs that we identify today as the Basement Tapes. But the next thing that appears on this particular reel is so incredibly strange, and it's two takes of this, too, and it's called the Spanish song, as we are going into the section where he starts to bring in other kinds of songs. First, this Spanish song, and then I'm going to let it play into I'm Your Teenage Prayer, and then some cover songs here on the Chill Room. It's Dylanology tonight, so are you ready for a test? Yeah, that's just a little unnamed fragment that appears at the beginning of the Spanish song. Big dog, won't you please come home? And then this starts.
Oh,
maid lady of my road. Maybe she come, maybe she don't. It's a piano and long that is on my way. Oh, love, when we're kissing, she knows what she's missing, and she always takes me far.
This one. All right, that's. We'll just play it like that. But it goes very easy during the verses. Okay, ready? Just begin.
Oh, later with your halo sombrero, watch it rake up and get it for me. And I took my pistanto and laid it down into the ground. Lesiano, she said, bah for me.
And it's raining in your heart, just come to me at the start. I'm your teenage bear.
Take a look at me, baby. I'm your teenage bear.
Teenage take a look at me, baby.
Just take a look over here, baby.
I'm your teenage bear.
Yes, I'm your teenage bear.
Take a look at me, babe. I am your teenage prayer. And something that they call the Spanish song, based on some old Spanish song. The different extremes of this series of songs. Dylan never sounded like this any other time in his career. He's never so relaxed, never having so much fun.